Strap yourselves in, it might be a bit of a long one. It is Dan, Neil and Sean for review after Chelsea 2, Liverpool 1. Sean, strip it right the way back to when the team gets announced and what issues we're facing then before we even get into the game. The Szoboszlai bingo, as I've now termed it, in terms of where he's playing, is that he turns up 10 in this one. Vieta's on the bench. We are still seemingly building the minutes of Alexis McAllister, Alexander Isak. Conor Bradley gets the nod at right back. I would agree that trust is probably maybe unwarranted come the end of the game, given the fact that he has to get hooked. Chelsea centre-back goalkeeper issues, which surely would have been in the mind of both managers in the build-up. And then you've got two things, I think, with them. The first is Maresca clearly must be banking on productivity from the likes of Neto, Garnacho, wide areas, and we see that come into the game in terms of how it plays out. But also this thing that we've seen before in this fixture of Maresca being able to overload Liverpool's midfield, find them having an additional man, close spaces, make players seem isolated in terms of Liverpool's midfielders when they're on the ball. All of that comes into it. So when the teams drop, how did you think it was going to go potentially in terms of everything that we've looked at?
A lot of it was expected. I think you've got to factor in obviously some question marks over Hugo's fitness from during the week, so I'm getting the impression he just didn't think they could get 90 plus into him. But who knows, maybe if he was fully fit they still would have gone with Isak up front. I think it removes that opportunity for Slot to have that as a decision, really. You've then got the situation with McAllister or Jones in midfield. Now, with this one being the last one before the international break, sort of looking to play McAllister into some form of rhythm doesn't really apply there. This in its own right just sits as one game, doesn't it? It sits as an island in that regard. And then he's obviously got the decision over what to do with Florian and Dominic. And then that is obviously affected by what he wants to do at right back. And I think the two issues mainly, there's been so much focus on defensively, but two of the issues that come into his team selection have to be, for me, that whoever has played left side midfield just has not defended well